And good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministry, the Counseling Service, coming with another podcast. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come thanking you for another Friday night. And we're just thanking you, Jesus, for opening up our eyes and opening up our understanding to see the day, to get through the day that without you, we can do nothing. And we just thank you, Jesus Christ, for what you've done for us this day. And we thank you. We thank you for strength. Without strength from you, we couldn't make it. We couldn't do anything without you. Oh, thank you for being patient with us. Oh, how we all need to be patient. Help us, Jesus. Many are going through trials and tribulations, not understanding things, but you tell us to trust in you, to put our trust in you and lean not on our own understanding. And if we do that, acknowledge you in all our ways, and you shall direct our path. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. We just ask you, Jesus Christ, to continue to touch our minds. Continue to touch our hearts. And we thank you. We need to praise you more and more and more and more. So much going on in our world, Jesus. We're in the world, but we're not of it. And many, 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 many more need to know who you are. Christ Jesus the Lord. Need you. You know what to do, Jesus. You know what to do to bring us to our knees. And you shall. Because even in all that we're going through right now, Jesus Christ, you will help us. And we thank you. We thank you. And we thank you. And we thank you. Be with us, Jesus. Protect us. Protect your children, Jesus. We know you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you. So we give you praise. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Hopefully everybody had a good Friday on today. And on today, this message I'm actually preparing for a summit that's coming up, a global summit that's coming. And I'm actually trying to prepare for it. And so it made me think about in terms of it and preparing for it and what I will speak about. So on tonight, that this podcast is entitled Grief and the Lack of Communication. And that's where I'll go for the summit that's going to be a global summit, actually. So that means that it's going to be around. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. That I have an opportunity to talk about grief issues. But this one is talking about grief and the lack of communication. Let me give you a scripture here. Jeremiah 9:20. Yet hear the voice of the word of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ear receive the words of his mouth. And teach your daughters wailing and everyone her neighbor lamentation. Now, with this scripture here, in the word of the Lord, and it was like a type of, when I was researching it, so to speak, It was a type of like a professional type of a statement to get women to grieve. That part that says, and let your ears receive the word of the mouth and teach your daughters wailing. Teaching the wailing, wailing is crying, and everyone, her neighbor, lamentation. And you know, to teach them. So this was a type of a type of a grief, but it was an instruction that was being given to it. So with this instruction and also understanding that, see, that was, you could say, a professional type of grief. And that's which they all could be professional, really, be professional, so to speak. People might do it. But in grieving situations, lots of times in communication, grief brings negative emotions that can extend throughout the mind, body, soul, and even the spirit. So it pays, as I oftentimes say, that it pays to handle your grief. As in the book says, handle your grief, there's hope, nothing is impossible, and it's not with the Lord. So I just wanted to kind of give just a few little examples here, talking in reference to that lack of communication and its grief part of it. Because the lack of the communication in grief itself, it's already an issue because it's grief, because it's a lack of communication, and a lacking of something can bring grief. So here's a small example of grief when you lack communication. Notice that with words, so to speak, words and how words are twisted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just took a few just to give to kind of talk about this lack of communication thing with grief. Psalms 56:5. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. That wrestling of words, that little wrestle of the words, that's a twisting. There's a twisting of words. And those thoughts are against me. Twisted words do that. Words that are twisted, they get all in the mix. And then everything is all downhill. Everything is not understand. Everything is confused and everything is all out of order. So the rest of words can do this. And they bring evil thoughts because people are so busy twisting up the different words. They got to kind of try to keep it in their minds of what it is they're twisting. Think about it. So here communication is pulled, which brings those thoughts. That's why it's twisted. So twisting words, as we see, that's a grief. That's a grief. Because if people don't understand and words are all twisted, nobody gets the understanding of what's being said. People can take twisted words out of context. So twisted words don't help. Twisted sentences don't help. Twisted communication don't help. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of that lately. Lots and lots and lots of twisted communication. Twisted communication, and it has brought grief. It has brought grief to people because they don't understand. They don't understand, and they're trying to figure it out. They're trying to say, what is the person saying? Mm-hmm. So a lack of communication and of a twisting of words can do this and just make the mind go crazy and just make the mind think the way it should not. A fool. Yeah. A fool. Do you know that a fool can bring grief to communication? Yeah, they can. Yeah, they can. A fool. Proverbs 26:16. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. That sluggard, that lazy person. And that sluggard is lazy. Lazy. But in his own mind, he think he's doing a great thing. He think what he's saying, he's like, oh yeah, I know what I'm talking about. But in his own conceit. And you have people, they can say something and they have a reason for why they say it. And then a fool, in his own mind, he think he's so smart, but then he's really not. But in his mind, he thinks he's so smart. So he can bring grief to the conversation and not knowing what he's talking about. Because he's sluggard. He's lazy. He's lazy. And we know that in our own, when you hear that our own flesh, what happens? What happens when the flesh get in play? Oh, it gets all out of sync. So a fool brings grief to communication with their laziness and the way that they conceive and their thoughts of things about themselves, about things that they're talking about in reference to they're trying to deceive someone. They're trying to make someone see it their way, and the person don't see it. They don't see it because of how foolish they are. See what laziness can do? Laziness can do this. Yeah, this is what laziness can do. And reasoning is appropriate. And we all should reason. We should all reason in conversations. Conversations should have reasonable sense. They should make sense. Reasoning is appropriate. But the lazy people don't think that. They think that what they talk about, they think they're making sense when really they're coming across with a bunch of gibberish. Silly talk. Hey, give me a minute. Be back shortly. Talking about the Anchor app, Anchor FM. Do you know that Anchor has a Facebook group? And they answer your questions in reference to what Anchor does. And I want to say that Anchor will take you to different places in podcasting. Spotify, iTunes, Google, CastBox, just take it to several ones where many don't take you there. And Anchor will also as well monetize you. So you're getting an app that has benefits. Anchor fix their issues too. I like that. Because they want a smooth podcast to come forward. So when you see the pretty purple, the squiggly lines, that's the Anchor app. Anchor.fm. Anchor. Try it for yourself. Anchor. Give them a try now. Be well. Hey, I'm back. I'm back to talk about more about the grief and the lack of communication. Another area, big area, where grief is, and it brings it, and it's in communication, and you can say a lack too, but you see it a lot. Big issue, small word, but it is a big word too. The lack of communication here, definitely grievous. Proverbs 29:11. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth in till afterwards. Oh boy, that kind of goes along with that fool that gets upset. That he uttereth all his mind because he is so upset that he brings grief to the conversation. and which will become a part of conversation that needs to be worked on. But if he has to think and think about what he has to say, process it, and begin to look at what he's saying, and make the sense of it, and be able to have some reasoning behind it, and come and talk about it, it could be a better conversation. But it's a grief in communication. And in reference to lacking that communication, well, you want to say he's lacking some structure in his ability to convey a good, sound message, because he's too angry. A lack of communication. Now, those were just a couple, and there's more, but like I said, I'm gonna kind of save some for this summit, which is gonna be grief and a lack of communication. I'm gonna keep the title, and I'm gonna bring in some common words and how in communication those words is grief. Because there are words that are grief. There are words that, and they bring grief. They are grief and they bring it too. So yes, we have to understand that there is, in communication, there is a lack of communication. And it goes into grievous moments that we need to look at, not only us as believers, but anybody needs to look at communication to turn it into positive communication, not a grief, not to make it grievous, not to lack it. Because communication is needed. So, with your communication, if it's grief in there, maybe you need to think about it. Maybe you need to process it better. Maybe the words that you want to say is not the ones. And it's full of grief. Change it. Make a difference. Yeah. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Yeah, make a difference. So, got some grief on today? Lack of communication. Not good. Not good. Not good. Do something about it, okay? Do something about it, so that you can have a better communication with your audience. I say to you, don't let your communication be a grief. Because I tell you, the way people communicate now, a lot of grief in communication. We need to change it. Yes. Let there be a change in communication. I say to you, you have a blessed, you have a peaceful, and you have a safe remaining of the evening. Blessings. Good night.